from eternal destruction. Thank you, Father, for the resurrection King, for the resurrected King. Thank you for the resurrection of Jesus. Lord, be praised. Jesus, be glorified. We adore you, Father. Thank you, awesome God. We worship you. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord.
Amen. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every
before the resurrected King. All glory will return to you, Jesus. Thank you for paying the price in full. We give you all the glory for redemption. We adore you, our Father, for making us the partakers of the glorious inheritance of God in the saints. Lord, we worship you. Blessed be your holy name. We adore you, our Father. Even as we look into your word this morning, we receive light. Let the power of your resurrection showcase your glory and dominion in our lives beyond all we have ever known before. And let it indeed be evident that we have encountered your resurrection power. By the time this service is over, we worship you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Give Jesus a clap offering. Now, before you take your seat, please pick your Bibles with me as we read together the book of Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. Honor Jesus by rising on your feet as we read together Luke 24, verse 1 to 7. And then we read Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Luke 24. We are reading from verse 1 to verse 7. I am reading from the King James Version. It says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus." They can't find him there. "And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, They said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3. The book of Philippians. Chapter 3. Verse 10. It says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Hallelujah. Take your seat like a king in his presence. I want to thank our Father in the Lord for this great privilege he has given me once again to bring us the word of God on this resurrection morning. I pray that the resurrection power of Jesus will continue to back him up in the name of Jesus. This morning, by the grace of God, I quickly want to share with us what I titled The Power of His Resurrection. The power of his resurrection. Now, the first scripture we read in Luke chapter 24 quickly narrates what happened on that day when Jesus was raised from the dead. The events of how the women came to the tomb and how they encountered the angels who told them, why are you looking for the living among the dead? And by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, that is how you are going to be referred to from now on. Concerning every area of your life that needs a change, it shall be said of you, why are you looking for the healed among the sick? Why are you looking for the rich among the poor? In the name of Jesus, because of the resurrection power, everything Jesus died to provide are fully delivered to you. In the name of Jesus. Now, many years down the lane, Apostle Paul, a man that God revealed the glory of the revelation of redemption of Jesus to, having come to the understanding of what the resurrection stands for, came to a point in his life and ministry and began to desire much more than his eyes had ever seen. That statement he made in Philippians chapter 4 verse 10, it is not that he was ignorant of the power of his resurrection, because if he was ignorant, he would not have been able to achieve and do all that he did. It was the power of Christ's resurrection that brought him to salvation in the first place. So Apostle Paul was well aware of what the power of the resurrection of Jesus was able to do, but he was hungry for more. He wanted to know more. He was desiring to understand more and more and more of the deep things pertaining to what the resurrection power of Jesus delivers. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage us as believers that let the same hunger that was in Apostle Paul begin to well up in you, because there is no end to the height you and I can attain in our walk with God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, while we desire to know more of what the resurrection power of Jesus delivers, there are things in scripture that are written and revealed by the Spirit of God as to what we can know now, in addition to what shall be revealed as to what the resurrection power of Jesus makes happen for you and for me. And then we're going to look at a few of them and pray together this morning. Number one, what is it about the resurrection power of Jesus? It is that the power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power of salvation. Somebody say salvation. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Now, the gospel of Jesus would have been a complete mess without his resurrection. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 14, Apostle Paul said, if Jesus was not raised from the dead, our preaching would have been zero. And in verse 19, he said, if Christ was not raised from the dead, we who believe would have been of all people most miserable. So Jesus was raised from the dead to give power to his gospel. But for the resurrection, Christianity would have been another religion. But thank God, Jesus was raised from the dead to give hope to you and to me after our walk with God through this life. But while we are here, there is a power that backs what we do. It is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And when the gospel is preached, it looks as if you are just talking. But there is something that is walking behind your voice to break the yoke of sin and to destroy the yoke of unrighteousness. And somebody under the sound of my voice this morning as I'm speaking to you, you may have been coming to church, but you are yet to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. I decree that under this meeting today, the yoke of sin and unrighteousness shall be broken upon your life. In the name of Jesus, whether you are online or on site, you are yet to encounter Jesus to establish a relationship. That yoke that has kept you on the side of the enemy shall be broken today. In the name of Jesus, like Jesus told Zacchaeus, today salvation comes to you. In the name of Jesus. Number two, what is it about the power of his resurrection? It is the power of justification. The power of justification. In the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 25, the Bible says Jesus was delivered. In other words, he was crucified for our iniquities, of our offenses, and then he was raised for our justification. Now let me explain something to you. There is a big difference between forgiveness and justification. Redemption delivers more than forgiveness. What redemption by the resurrection of Jesus delivers to you and me is justification. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is me looking away from your sin but keeping the record of your wrong. The reason I didn't punish you for what you did is because I forgave you. But I can still remember what you did. So the next time when you did it, I will show you a scheme. This is what you did the last time. And I think this time I want to punish you. But what is justification? Justification is just as if the sins were not committed. It is as though you have never been tainted with sin. What that means is your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Many times when you tell people, please forgive and forget, the truth is, it is not in the nature of man to forget. Only in the nature of God, you find that sins are forgotten. Men will tell you, I forgive you. Just don't try to do it again. They will remind you, excuse me, that was what you did the last time. Don't blame them. It is not in the nature of man to forget. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 34. Jeremiah 31 34. God, right from the Old Testament, said, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. Now read that last statement with me. One, two, go. For I will forgive, that is forgiveness, and I will, that is justification. Now, how does justification apply to you? What that means is that you are here under the sound of my voice. I don't know what you did before you gave your life to Jesus, and the enemy is still holding you bound to the sins of your past that is making you to walk in guilt. There are many people today who are going through trials and issues in their lives, and the enemy is telling them all of these things are happening to you because of what you did 10 years ago, because of what you did 15 years ago, because of what you did 20 years ago. It is all lies from the pit of hell. God forgave you all your sins. God removed all your sins from his memory. If anyone is remembering, it is you. God can't even remember you did what you did. All your sins are forgiven and forgotten. I decree that yoke of guilt upon your life hereby broken. In the name of Jesus, do not let the enemy hold you to the sins of your past. If truly you are genuinely born again, and that is why I encourage people, know that you are born again. Know that you have yielded your heart and your life to the Lordship of the Lord Jesus. And if that is done genuinely, not even God can wake up tomorrow and show you any sin you committed. What justification qualifies you for? Let me quickly remind you. It qualifies you to be co-heirs with Christ. It is on the basis of justification that you are a partaker of the glorious inheritance in the saints. It is on the basis of justification that you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Under normal circumstances, who dash monkey banana? But because you are justified, you stand before God just like Jesus stands. Hallelujah. Say, I am not just forgiven. I am justified. Hallelujah. Number three, the power of his resurrection is the power of transformation. The power of transformation. In the book of John chapter 11 verse 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. What Jesus offers is life. And one basic proof of life is growth. Positive change from one level to another. No wonder the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 says, and the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more and more and more and more and more unto the perfect day. How did you get justified? It is by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. And because you have received life, the only thing that is permitted is growth. Because you are alive, you have the ability to do what? To grow. Only what is dead is not permitted to grow. So because you are alive and you have obtained eternal life, what eternal life makes happen for you is transformation. There are many believers who are either stunted or stagnated in their growth, in their walk with God. Today, that yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus, what you are ordained for is continual growth. Continual transformation. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. And we, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are being changed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. That is what God has ordained for you and for me as the redeemed of the Lord. Not that your life remains the same way it was 5 years ago when you gave your life to Jesus. And this is 5 years after, and 10 years after, and 15 years after. That is not what God has ordained for you. And that story is changing today. In the name of Jesus. By the resurrection power of Jesus, receive access into that realm of continual transformation. In the name of Jesus. And number four, what is it? The power of his resurrection delivers. The power of his resurrection is the power of restoration. Somebody say restoration. You see, what you call miracles, signs and wonders are basically the act of God to bring about restoration in the lives and affairs of people. He was blind and then sight was restored. He was dead and then life was restored. He was lame and then the ability to walk was restored. He was deaf and then the ability to hear was restored. He was sick and then health was restored. So the power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power of restoration. And I want to announce to you today that that power is available to bring about restoration in every area of your life. Where restoration is required, it is happening now. It is happening now. It is happening now. It is happening now. Concerning your health, be restored. In the name of Jesus. The Bible in the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 33 says, and with great power gave the apostles the witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. And with that grace, the Bible says, they wrought mighty miracles among the people. They were witnessing to his resurrection, and mighty things were happening in the midst of his people. Just like we have been singing and dancing and celebrating the faithfulness of God, raising Jesus from the dead. Things have been happening since this service started. So if you came into this church this morning with sickness, check your body again. Something has happened. No one walks into this meeting today and is permitted to return the same. Because of the resurrection power of Jesus. I don't care what issue of concern followed you here. They are swallowed up. In the name of Jesus. You see, when we are talking about this Jesus, we are not talking about a religious leader. We are talking about life in his fullness. That has proven to be life again and again and again and again and again. His name is Jesus, and he's here today bringing you restoration. I decree once again, restoration is yours. Restoration is yours. Restoration is yours. In the name of Jesus. I return back to where I started from. That the power of his resurrection is the power of salvation. Everything after that is for those who have experienced salvation. Everyone under the sound of my voice, online and on site, you are yet to experience this power in receiving salvation. All the others I mentioned, you may never have access, because it is salvation that grants access into those realms of encountering and experiencing all the other aspects and dimensions of the power of his resurrection. So I want all heads bowed, all eyes closed. You are here physically, or you are online. You are here to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. I am not saying that you are not praying in his name. Praying in the name of Jesus is one thing. Being born again is another. Receiving him and surrendering your life to him as your Lord and Savior is a different thing entirely. You want to make that one and only most important decision this morning in this service. You don't want this resurrection of Jesus to be in vain in your life. You want to point to this day as that day when God encountered you in a new way and turned your life around. Just lift your hand right where you are. Lift your hand where you are. Don't need to be ashamed of anything. There is no need to be ashamed. Let today be that day. It's going to be between you and your God. It's between you and your God. Just lift your hand. Lift your hand where you are. Lift your hand where you are. Rise on your feet. Please rise on your feet where you are. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet where you are. Hallelujah. Rise on your feet where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, I need someone to attend to this once. Please. Please, get your bag. Get your Bible. And please, follow Pastor Joseph as you are led to Christ in a new way. Secondly, somebody under the sound of my voice, yes, you yielded your life to Jesus some time ago, but today, as we are talking today, something has happened to your Christianity. You are not even sure where you are standing any longer, and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus anew. You want to experience that resurrection power in a way you have never experienced before. I want you to lift your hand in the house. You are in the house. You want to begin to experience the power of Jesus in a new way. You want to better your relationship with him. You want to move that relationship to a new level. Let me see that hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you please rise on your feet also? And please walk to this place and join Pastor Joseph there. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. It is on record forever that today is that day that shall not be forgotten in a hurry because of this encounter you have had with Jesus. No more will you slip back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your name. We